I'd just like to draw your attention to this little card that you've received. I hope you've received it. Or if you haven't, it's on the back table. And it's got five steps to pray for somebody else. I mean, praying for other people is a good idea. I really think it's a good thing to do. And this is just a framework that we use in for people to pray for one another. And anyone can do it. And sometimes people think, how can I pray? I'm sorry, I'm fading in and out, but my batteries are fresh, so I can put this up here, that might help. So I just want to step you through these five steps, and I encourage you to grab one of these, stick it in your wallet, and you can use it. So the first step in the five steps of praying for somebody else is an interview. Find out what's wrong. What does the person want? Just have a simple conversation. A really good question to ask is, what do you want Jesus to do for you? Jesus was always asking that question. What is the person's faith? What are they reaching for? It's not good to jump in and pray for someone if you haven't found out what they're actually seeking. Because what they're seeking is where their faith is. And so that's important. Find out the history and what they're asking. So the interview. Step two, discernment, diagnostic. What kind of prayer is needed? And what's, no, discernment, diagnostic. What's the cause of this issue? Like, is this a spiritual issue? Is it just an accident that's happened? Have they been sick? What's the nature of the issue? It's helpful to know that before you pray, because it shapes how you pray. So you can just explore some questions. How long have you had that? How did it start? Why do you think it's there? And the third thing is to select a prayer. What type of prayer? So you might say in your heart, Lord, what kind of prayer should I pray now? Do I need to take authority over something? Do I need to pray for healing of some kind? Just what sort of prayer is needed? And whatever prayer you choose, let it be specific and not vague. I think there's nothing more frustrating for God than having someone here say to him, Lord, I pray for Michelle. And God's saying, yes. What is it that you're asking? Because if you don't actually ask for something, you'll never know whether God has answered your prayer. So it's good to be specific. Like if they say, I've broken my finger, Lord, please heal the finger. You know, be specific. Sometimes people say, well, if I'm too specific in my prayers, maybe the person will be disappointed because the prayer won't be answered. So people pray vaguely because then no one can ever be disappointed because they never get answered. And they didn't even know if it was answered because it's so vague. You know, and that's not a good practice in prayer. Better to be specific. And my bit of advice about if you're worried about what if they're not healed is, this is a very important principle, let God look after his own reputation. That's his problem. Our role is just to ask. He looks after his reputation. And what I've found again and again actually is that we might be worried about whether someone's healed or not or whether it's answered, but the person's just really thankful to be loved and prayed for. And they're sometimes less worried about that than we are. So never let your anxiety about whether your prayer will be answered stop you from praying for somebody. If I followed that, there'd be lots and lots of people who've been healed that we've seen healed in our life that wouldn't have been healed because I never would have asked. So you just put God's reputation on the line, and that's his problem. He's big enough to look after his own reputation. And he said, ask and you shall receive. So you just do it. So that's the interview, discernment, choice of a prayer, prayer activity. You pray, and when you pray for someone, be active. Watch what's happening. Be aware of what's happening. It's not like, Lord, please heal her. Oh, okay. You sort of, Lord, please heal her. Oh, I wonder what's happening. How's she going? You know, you're meant to be engaged with someone when you're praying for them. Open your eyes. I was once a student minister in a church, and I was put on the prayer team. They thought I was a theological student, so I should have known what I was doing. And at the end of the prayer, I was praying with somebody else, and the woman said, will you pray for me? I'm a bit running on empty. And so I closed my eyes and said, dear, bless my sister. And then I heard this loud crack as her head hit the pew on the way down. And I thought, oh, I could have had my eyes open. That might have helped a bit. Anyway, she was fine. Apparently, when the Lord takes you down like that, he has a way of making it fine. I don't know how that works. But it's really good just to be engaged with the person. An act of prayer is an act of loving someone. It's caring for someone, so you're watching them and you're listening to them and you're engaging. And sometimes when you pray for someone, there's a reaction. Something's happening. They start crying or they start shaking or God is moving. And it's good to see that because that's, oh, good, God's doing something. I wonder what it is. Let's find out. And the fifth step is post-prayer direction. What was happening for you as we prayed? How was that? I just prayed for you. How was that? And sometimes we're embarrassed. Oh, I prayed for him to be healed. Okay, that's it. I'm off now. But it's actually good to say, are you okay? How did you feel anything? Was God doing something? And maybe they said, yeah, I just felt kind of warm. And if that happens, you say, oh, let's keep going. That's good. We'll keep praying. So you engage with the person. So there we are. Five steps. Stick it in your wallet. Interview. What's the felt need? What is the person asking for? Secondly, what's the cause? Why is it there? Discernment. And thirdly, select the kind of prayer that's needed. And be specific. Fourth, be actively engaged as you pray. And fifth, ask the person how that all went at the end. So there you go. Feel released. Go and pray. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Off you go. Just stick this in your wallet.